Hey, they call me the meat man. Y'all don't see me eat now. Hit on the meat man. Y'all don't see me eat now. I got jaws like a bear trap, a teeth like a razor. I made tack tongue with a sensitive taster. I was born out in Texas, called the land of beef. Never catch a muscle greener, showing the hell of like a meat.
You're listening to the Best Barbecue Show, the show where we talk, taste, and even try to cook the best barbecue in Texas.
Yeah.
Which is the best barbecue in the world. How you doing, Stover?
Doing great. We got full bellies this time. Usually we're hungry when we're doing the show, but we just chowed down, so I'm happy.
Yeah, we got some Dickies delivered to the studio.
Do you know what that is?
What's that?
I'm falling asleep. I'm about to take a nap.
Yeah, you can finish my coffee.
If you hear a crash halfway through the episode, it's me falling down.
So, did we get that favored? Was that direct? Did they deliver? Or?
Amazon, baby!
Amazon, that's what it was.
The same place you can buy our t-shirts. We are now an Amazon company.
Well, at least our t-shirts are fulfilled by Amazon. And if you like the show, you want to support it, buy a Meatman shirt.
That's right.
You can use your Amazon Prime if you have it. If not, standard shipping.
And I can say, I haven't had Dickies before. Now, this is a big chain, but it's based in Dallas, so it's still Texas barbecue. And I love those pork ribs. I was pleasantly surprised.
Yeah, the brisket was good. That sandwich that Mark got looked good.
You know, you worry about delivery barbecue, of course, or chain barbecue. We've done our fair share of chain barbecues, but this one I think is pretty damn good.
Well, and you have to have a certain standard for something that's been sitting in a container and brought to you in some sort of warming thing, but at least it's warmer than, you know, some of that San Antonio competition barbecue.
Yeah, it was a lot warmer than that. That was sitting out for a while. You know, actually, it did the same thing, that pork rib, as the pork rib I had at the San Antonio competition.
What's that?
I bit through the bone on both of them. It's my new test.
Yeah, well, those bones get soft from that slow cook.
So I just chew on the bone like a dog. I'm just huddled in the corner, growling. Yoni's like, come on, we got to do the show.
Yeah, Stover gets very possessive.
But I think there's a reason that Dickies is expanding so big. I was just reading, actually, that they're opening up in the Middle East, in seven Middle East countries, including the UAE. Shout out. You know, right. We got fans there, actually.
We do have some people listening, and it seems like barbecue is somewhat, I wouldn't say it's taking over the world yet, but it's spreading fast.
One of our fans, sorry that I forgot your name, we're growing, people, but I know that he went to the UAE to do some cooking I saw on Instagram.
That's awesome.
Yeah, they were putting out calls to pitmasters recently, so if you want to make a bunch of money and potentially be involved in something shady, then you can go over to the Middle East to make barbecue.
Yeah, hopefully they don't have Tibetan slaves building their barbecue joints.
What do you think? After we go to Houston next week, we go to the Middle East? And
yeah, well, for now, I'm just excited to go to Houston because we have a long list that we're only going to be able to check off three or four places, but at least we'll get a little more of a taste of Houston.
We are so excited. You're going to hear that starting next week, but we're going to do a couple weeks on Houston. And we know you've been dying for it. We've been dying to go.
And we'll have already been to Houston by the time you hear this episode, but if you happen to catch us on Instagram or going live, you know, shout out to all your favorite Houston places. Feel free to tag all your favorite Houston places because they'll probably be in our next few episodes.
Totally. And I think we're going to meet up with some meat men, so that's to be determined, but we'll definitely let you know about our adventures there.
Yeah, there's definitely some show fans that we'll be hitting up.
Ain't no party like a best barbecue party. So who are we talking to this week, Yoni?
So we're going to be talking to Doug Scheiding and Clarence Joseph, a.k.a. CJ, who we sat down with. Your friend Greg Rempe gave us a tip on who to talk to. And actually, Greg Rempe told us to go see CJ. And then the SNS pit crew sent us over to Doug and some other guys. And they all happened to be in the Traeger tent at once. So we talked to them surrounded by awesome Traeger pit smokers.
You know, Greg Rempe is not just my friend. He's my best friend, and I love him, and I am in love with him.
That's great. That's a beautiful relationship that the two of you have.
Shout out to the Barbecue Central show.
But so this is another episode where we're in this giant parking lot full of smokers, full of all kinds of grilling and barbecue machines, as well as huge areas for people to celebrate their barbecue and share it with their friends.
San Antonio Rodeo Barbecue Cook-Off. It is. It's one of the biggest ones. Actually, it's the largest sanction.
Largest sanction in Texas.
In Texas.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so it's over 300 teams this year.
And so you just put in some brisket, right, CJ?
Last turning was brisket, sliced and turned in right at 2:30.
Nice.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's really a two-day event because on Friday is the Invitational. So, like, the top 100 cooks in Texas cook in the Invitational, similar to, like, the American Royal. So there's an Invitational on Friday, and then so that's what we're cooking in today. And then tomorrow is the one that's the Open, where there's 300 and some teams.
Nice. So Doug Scheiding, who you just heard there, is from Rogue Barbecue Cookers. That's a competition barbecue team, excuse me, from Bull Verde, Texas. I hope I'm pronouncing that right. It's just out of San Antonio.
Yeah, it sounds right to me.
Verde. And then CJ, Clarence, is from Waco, actually, with Mama and Papa Joe's Barbecue. A well-regarded place up there, by the way, if you look up their reviews.
And in the last episode, we actually mentioned CJ when we went by. That's the tent that we were at, that it was totally silent. And no one was talking, and everyone was just kind of, he turned his music down, and he was actually, fixing his brisket, cutting it up, and making it the way he wanted to. But competitions, as we've mentioned before, are way different than restaurants, and these guys had a few words on that as well.
Restaurant is more of a production kind of thing, so you want to have a good piece of brisket, or that's going to be a mouthfeel over a couple of slices. In competition, it's one bite, and so one bite is what you really are cooking to. And with the IBCA, different than KCBS, is the texture
is a huge difference. In Texas, we tend to take our meats a little further, maybe an additional 15-20 minutes further than they would in KCBS. Simply because of the way our judging is conducted. Here in Texas, our judges are only allowed to use a knife and fork as opposed to actually picking up a rib and biting it. So in Texas, with that plastic knife and fork, it's imperative that we get that piece of meat just a little bit more tender than you would in KCBS.
Yoni, I was so proud of being a judge. I actually kept my judge's wristband in my keepsake box.
That's awesome.
I judged the beans, though. They didn't trust me with the meat.
Were they hot or cold when you got them?
Cold, baby!
Yeah, so a big thing that we learned is that there's so many judges in these competitions that most of the food gets served cold. And so not only do you have to make it good, but you have to make it good enough to taste cold.
Probably have four rounds here. The food will be, 2 hours?
Judging might last 2 hours.
2 hours.
So your food has got to taste great cold. If you plan on doing well, KCBS, they get it one table. It's good and hot. It's fresh. Here, by the time you make it the final round, it may be an hour, hour and a half, sometimes 2 hours, like Doug mentioned.
Yeah. If for larger contests, it'll be that.
And the IBCA, which is what this event was working under, Clarence is actually the 12th top ranked cook so far this year in terms of total points at these competitions.
Yeah, there was, Greg Rempe told us first, but once we went and talked to him, I realized a lot of people are following this guy. A lot of people know him because he's a machine.
He's got that barbecue cutting machine, too. He had an electric knife.
Yeah, he had an electric knife, and he had a bunch of grills there in his tent. And, man, I cannot stress how quiet and just we walked up with our kind of high energy live feed, turned a corner, and we went totally silent and just looked at the ground, and we're like, oh, we're gonna record this from far away.
yeah. I mean, I'm a loud guy, and even I shut up because CJ definitely looked like he needed silence.
But not only do they need silence, these guys also need blockers sometimes just to get the food through the crowd to the judges.
They're called blockers. You have a blocker in front of you, almost like a fullback.
and for today, for the Invitational, the crowd hasn't really arrived yet compared to what we're going to see tomorrow. So tomorrow, you'll probably definitely need a blocker or two to make sure nobody bumps you and knocks your tray out of whack.
Yeah, I can attest that running as I did chasing Brian G from the SNS Pit Crew, he was almost late for delivering that meat, and so he had to sprint. And you need people to make sure you're not going to run into someone because there's a lot going on, including other people who are also sprinting different directions.
Yeah, we were there earlier in the day, and I realized that, it wasn't that packed. But as soon as, on a Saturday when everyone's off work and they're there all day to eat, cornbread and beef, you can get people, in your way, and they literally have people blocking the way and clearing the crowd so that the food doesn't get dropped and it gets there on time.
Yeah, a lot of depressed meat men if they would drop their food, for sure.
Oh, I'm sure. We've already heard a couple stories about people crashing and burning. I wish we had gotten one on tape because it sounds sad, you know? I
think that's too sad.
I think you mentioned crying over spilled barbecue last episode. but that's probably their least favorite part. CJ has a few favorite parts, including the barbecue fam, for all these events.
I will tell you myself, I love the evening before cook-off. You know, I get my prep out the way. I don't do any of the ancillary categories, so I don't have to worry about all the extra comps. I stick mainly to the meats. So I've got plenty of time to socialize, and that is the great part. You know, sit around smoking a cigar or something, sipping on some whiskey, a little Crown or something. I really look forward to that, you know. At this cook-off, a lot of these guys you don't see but once or twice a year. A lot of them don't compete on a regular basis. San Antonio is such a huge event that they come out the woodworks.
I like the image of all the meat men coming out of the woods. Yeah, just hungry, like cannibals. Just
glowing eyes coming from between the trees.
Meat.
These guys also love this competition because it's really open. They talk about a few other competitions that, you know, it's not as easy to walk between to try everyone's food.
San Antonio is different than even like the Royal or especially Houston Rodeo. San Antonio is pretty open. I mean, you can kind of come in and out. You might have a few private parties where you need a wristband to get in, but that's few and far between. The corporate type cook-off that the Houston Rodeo is,
yeah,
everybody has a tent. It's Tent City. Yeah. You can't see in, you know, it's this tent that's everywhere.
Yeah, something like a Houston, they've got bouncers standing outside the entryways. So if you're not authorized by a wristband or something, you're not getting in that particular that tent. These guys here are a lot more open. You can walk around here and pretty much sample just about any cook if they've got stuff, something available. They'll provide samples, unlike a Houston, where if you don't know that team, you're not getting in that party.
That's why we started a barbecue show, so we could get samples, right?
Well, not only that, but I can understand when you're at a huge event like this, it's hard. You can't really give everyone a taste, and you have to put a certain amount in for the competition. But SNS, they were cooking a whole rack of, or multiple racks, I should say, of beef ribs just for people to eat for when their friends come by, for when they run into other guys. So there's kind of a Burning Man type trade food culture going on during all these events.
A lot more Trump flags than at a Burning Man festival, though.
There was a lot of "Don't tread on me." It's like a music festival with all the flags, and you kind of have to look at the map to see where your friends are, because there are hundreds, literally hundreds of people with smokers, and what these two guys are cooking on are Traegers. You know what a Traeger is, Stover?
They do pellets, yeah, like my guinea pigs.
So this is a machine, and most of you all know, but for those who don't, this is a machine that you feed pellets, and it's got a feeder and a temperature knob, so you can actually set the temperature, and as long as it doesn't run out of pellets, it'll keep that temperature for hours. And I believe you can set a timer on them as well.
We heard Robert Sierra do that in the last episode.
Yeah, so Robert Sierra has another kind of pellet grill. Those are Green Mountain grills.
Beep.
Yeah, and they're
beep,
great because it does allow you a little downtime while everything's cooking. Although on the smoking Reddit, I've seen a few people who keep a backup temperature gauge because they don't necessarily trust the temperature gauge on their grills.
Yeah, you should still go by feel, even if you have those fancy pens and all that stuff. Like, you should have a little bit of attention to your cooking. You can't let the robots control everything.
Yeah, and I personally love to have a couple probes just giving me the ambient temperature in different parts of my grill, not just where that little thermometer is drilled through the top.
You use the ThermoPen, right?
I use a ThermoPen, and then I also have a wireless device. It's not the Weber one. It's kind of a cheaper Amazon knockoff. And I put those probes throughout the grill, and that wireless little guy stays clipped to my hip.
Yeah, Yoni goes inside and plays Rocket League while he's cooking because he has that cool wireless thermometer.
Yeah, but these guys love to cook on these Traegers, and they're there with the Traeger team. And there is, you know, these two guys got pointed out as the ones we should talk to, but there was a whole bunch of people, a whole team cooking on those Traegers.
And they fed us.
Exactly.
Well, yeah, I've been cooking on Traeger for about 4 years now, and exclusively. So I used to cook on barrels and then also a gator pit when I had a partner. So yeah. You?
Myself, I usually cook on a gator pit. This weekend, as well as last weekend, first time I've taken my Traegers to a competition. So in terms of competition, they're new to me, but I've been cooking on my Traegers at home for a couple of years.
Yeah, it's wood pellets. Yeah, so I actually use a blend. I like the Texas beef blend, but today I'm running oak and mesquite, kind of a mixture of that. And then I use apple on my chicken. So, and I'm using the Timberline 850, which has like a super smoke capability. So I'm different than CJ. I'm a low and slow kind of guy, and CJ's more hot and
fast. I'm more hot and fast. Doug might start 1 o'clock in the morning or something along those lines. I'm not going to crank up till the earliest 6 o'clock in the morning. So I cook a lot hotter and a lot faster than Doug. Results, I think results tend to be fairly similar. So I've decided that sleep is a little more important.
I'm also hot and fast, Yoni. Hey, all my girlfriends have told me that.
Everyone likes a hot and fast.
I'm looking at gator pits right now, the pit maker from Houston, and they're super cool. Do you see that?
Yeah, they do everything from, you know, small offsets, they call it their value line, to big trailers like the one I got. And, you know, there's no shortage of these places, but these guys look like they really build some nice pits. And if, you know, one of, what would you say, 12th? CJ's ranked 12th?
12th this year, yeah, in the IBCA.
If the guy who's 12th is using it, it's probably a nice pit.
They use all steel, too. They don't use any used parts, no, like, old propane tanks. Now, I actually like the old propane tanks, personally, because I think they have a cool look and patina. But some people might want something completely new as well.
Yeah, I mean, they usually clean those out pretty good, but there's nothing like a brand new grill. Man, there's a lot of them. Thousands and thousands of dollars worth of grills. This is so cool.
Usually we look at pictures of food while we're recording and get hungry, but since we just ate, now we're like, what are we going to cook next?
Yeah, exactly.
What are we going to cook it on?
My pit is jonesing for some wood.
We're actually open to suggestions on grill. We've been talking about getting one for the studio this year. So if any of you have any suggestions, send it along.
Yeah, we've talked about Big Green Eggs. We've got some new Weber products that look pretty badass that are actually a little lighter, but the same style as the Big Green Egg. When we come back, we'll keep talking to Doug Scheiding and CJ, and we'll also check in with Goshen Point, who is the only one actually selling barbecue at the San Antonio Barbecue.
Yoni, what are you doing?
I'm making t-shirts.
With a jackhammer?
Yeah.
You don't need a jackhammer to make t-shirts, Yoni.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You heard of Amazon, right? Amazon.com?
Yeah, of course.
Well, you can buy a Meatman shirt on Amazon. No jackhammer needed.
And they print them and ship them all themselves?
Free shipping with Prime membership, and yeah, they sell jackhammers.
Free two-day shipping.
That's right.
Wow, well, I guess that's a fun thing to do for our fans. And if you want to support the show, buy a t-shirt.
And send us more jackhammers.
Please.
He's a meat man.
Well, that was a great advertisement. What do you think?
The best advertisement.
So before we hear from Ron at Goshen Point, we talk to Doug and CJ for a few more minutes about their social media and about Meatmen.
I have a Facebook page, Rogue Barbecue Cookers, and then also on Instagram, it's Rogue Cookers, and for tweeting, Rogue Cookers as well, for Twitter, yeah, the bird one, yeah. So I'm more of an Instagram, I like the pictures, but...
Doug is a lot more social media savvy than I am. I stick to Facebook. I've got a Instagram that I use occasionally, but 95% of my social media activity is Facebook. My Facebook is Mama and Papa Joe's. Lots of great pictures, lots of great trophies, different events we've done. My classes, I do a competition class as well. So if you get a chance, go out there, folks, and take a look at it.
So not only is CJ cooking all the time and racking up all these points in these different competitions, he's also doing classes. So if you want to learn more about how to cook like CJ, you can check them out on their Facebook, and they also have a website, right, Stover?
Yeah. You can find them all over the web on their website or anything like that. But there's actually a class date coming up on March 24th, and then a couple through the rest of the year as well. You can actually call a number. It said 210-246-3374 to register for that class. And there's varying prices depending on if you have your own pit or not. So that's kind of cool. You get a discount if you have your own.
And that's in the Waco area?
Yes, it is.
So if you're in the Waco area, you want to take a great class. Sounds like CJ's the man.
Yeah, look at all those belt buckles and all those medals he has.
He's definitely showing off. But one of the things we've been doing in a lot of our interviews is we've been telling people about our fans, you beautiful, amazing meat men out there. And we've been asking if they have something to say to the meat men.
The meat men, you know, I'm glad that y'all came by and talked to us, because I had heard of your show, like, you know, we talked about. And so I'd like to listen to it and get a little bit, especially since you're Austin based. So if you want to get involved in competition barbecue, the beauty of being in IBCA in Texas is that go look to, what is the IBCA website?
IBCA.org.
IBCABarbecue.org. You can go to events and contact the promoter, and you can be a judge. I mean, that it's the average Joe, you know, that is the judge at these events. So you don't have to, you know, be kind of in the know. You can just kind of go and check it out. So
it doesn't get much more average Joe than having you there, Stover, right?
Yeah, I'm about as average a Joe as you can be.
So not only can y'all be a part of all these events, but you can go and judge. You can not just stand there and watch people cook, but you can tell people whether you like things or not. You know, you can come in with your own palate, and they'll just give you a wristband. So they suggest going to the website, you know, check out how you can get involved in these things, because these competitions are really interesting.
Yeah, don't go to it and not be a judge if you can, because you should experience that. I mean, it's fun.
Yeah, just make sure you're not there visiting a buddy and then you're tasting his food on the judge's table.
Yeah. No shenanigans, people. Let's keep this real.
But people take it really seriously, and you know, I might sign up to be a judge before we go to the next one.
I think we should become professional judges.
I'd rather just eat barbecue, but it's definitely not a bad idea. And if you lead the way, you know, I'll follow.
We'll roll in with boom boxes going, "Here come the judge. Here come the judge."
I like
that. We'll wear gold chains.
So right before we sat down with Ron Patterson from Goshen Point, we also had a little discussion about the metal briefcase we brought into the event.
Yeah, it's funny, when we came in, I assumed Yoni would get stopped right away with that metal briefcase he carried in. He breezed right through security and they stopped me and looked through my backpack.
Yeah.
And he's got the metal briefcase.
I just I thought they were going to give me a wristband or something, but she just took my ticket. I was like, "That's it?" She said, "Yeah." And I just walked in. And I turned around and I'm like, "Stover, what are you doing?"
Yeah, she gave me a body search.
How was that body search?
Fantastic. Meaty. Do I look untrustworthy, Yoni? Is it my hair?
I think I just acted like I belonged and they assumed it.
Yeah. Well, I was dressed like the Unabomber when I went in.
It was a chilly day. It was sprinkling and raining. I'm glad we had that case, because our equipment would have gotten all wet.
It's weird checking a JanSport backpack or whatever I was carrying full of paper and not checking a giant metal briefcase that looks like a bomb.
Well, it was full of important equipment to serve our fans. But we also got to sit down with Ron Patterson from Goshen Point, and they were the only ones. I was looking for food all day. And everyone was doing their own thing. You know, I got a little bite from one guy, a beer from another place, but this is the first place we actually found, and it is the only place at this San Antonio event that you can actually buy a barbecue sandwich, and that's what I did.
What's going on? I'm Ron Patterson, the owner, pitmaster of Goshen Point Barbecue. Today we are out at the Stock Show and Rodeo Barbecue Cook-Off. Goshen Point is the exclusive barbecue provider for the event, so for all you're wondering, like, what's the exclusivity mean? That means we are the only ones out here selling the barbecue to any of the guests that come to the grounds.
And tell us about what you're cooking. What's on the menu?
Oh, man. Today we have some pulled pork. We have some chopped brisket, pork ribs, St. Louis style, and we have brisket by the pound. Now, one of our sandwiches that we make out here is called the Ultimate, And the ultimate consists of some pulled pork, chopped brisket, and sausage on top of that.
That sounds pretty ultimate.
Oh, man, it is ultimate.
That sounds like a meat man meal to me.
Yeah, exactly.
It does.
Yeah, I just wanted to put that in there because I thought we weren't getting our fans hungry enough in this episode.
Yeah, we got to tantalize you a little bit more so you go out and eat after.
Well, and it's nice to know that they're thinking ahead and thinking, hey, not everyone that's going to this event has a buddy, has someone like Robert Sierra making them beef ribs. So it's nice that you have the opportunity to buy food from a local guy.
Nice guy.
Yeah, he's a hustler. He was so, I mean, I can't express how excited he was to just hang out with us and eat food and talk.
I've been lost here, just wandering around.
Man, you and me both sometimes.
It's a big event, isn't it?
It is. It's a very big event. It is the largest cook-off in Texas, second largest in the nation.
So how did you get the exclusivity?
How did I get the exclusivity? Man, it was nothing but a blessing from God. And the reason I say that is my wife, she's our booker for Goshen Point, and every month she's always looking for us new events for the following month. And she came across the gentleman that runs this. His name is Sean Kidd. And talking with Sean Kidd, we're just trying to be a food truck out of this event. And when we had a meeting with Sean, he asked us if we wanted to be the exclusive barbecue provider for the event. And of course, I mean, how can I turn that down?
What, yeah? Did you say no?
Yeah, exactly, man. I mean,
you're in the barbecue business.
Who would say no to that? You know, it was a lot of work to get this to where it's at, but I love it.
And how much food are you cooking every day?
So this weekend, each day, we're cooking about 30 briskets, 70 slabs of pork ribs, 500 sausage links, and 30 pork butts.
Holy smoke!
Yeah, if you weren't hungry before, think about that pile of meat.
I think we could conquer that.
Yeah, and it's just... I just can't express to you how worried I was that I wasn't going to get enough food that day. And I turned the corner and there's this giant stand with a menu. And I was like, oh, is this a real? Can I buy this?
Anyone that watched our live feed at Best Barbecue saw us in the first half of that long day, sad, dejected, looking for beer and barbecue. And by the end of the day, we were all smiles full of beer and barbecue. Thank you, barbecue family, for taking care of us.
Yeah. And the best part about all this is people cooking with love. And of course, one of the last things we talked about with Ron was cooking with love.
Hopefully everybody on this channel loves meat.
They do.
Because we, the meat men, they're in the house. The meat men are in the house, yes. Because we have consumed a lot of animals.
Have you been here, have you done competitions before?
You know, I have done competitions. And what I find is that when you do competitions, so they judge everything based off of that one bite. And you know, as being a judge, and so for me, my style of cooking, it's not competition. I like to say I'm more of a love cooker. You know, it might not look the prettiest when I cut it, but when you taste it, you're gonna say ooh wee.
And I think it's time to show our fans some love. What do you think?
Let's do it. I got a special shout out this week, Yoni.
Yeah, let's hear it.
To one of our biggest fans, you've heard about him on the show already, Mr. Greg Rempe.
Oh, yeah.
He's been talking about the Meat Man Army. He's been talking about the Best Barbecue Show on his show.
Hell yeah.
And we get what we've been calling the Rempe Bump every time he does. So thank you,
Greg. Yeah, thanks, Greg.
So we are very happy. I know we share a lot of fans, and he's a great guy. And he's got this killer new theme song I was just playing for Yoni for his new 20-minute Best Of on Friday. Yeah, that's it right there. I'm going to rap over it. Give me the flow, let's go. Barbecue Central show, let's go.
What?
The number one barbecue show on the low.
What?
Your host Greg Rempe, the grilling master, giving you info, give it to you faster.
Oh snap.
Yeah, questions and having a blast. Greg Rempe will kick your ass. Barbecue dog. That's all I know. 10 minutes or less, come on, let's go.
That was pretty good.
That's a good song. So I noticed some of his fans have been complaining about that song. And his response is, hey, I paid good money for that.
Yeah, if we paid for a song, we'd be playing that like crazy.
Yeah, we don't pay for our theme song.
Well, we may pay for it later.
Yeah, yeah, we paid for it.
We talk over it. It's a what'd you call it, a review?
We've reviewed it about 30 times. Yeah,
every episode is a review of that song.
Yeah, host Greg Rempe. The grilling master.
All I have to say is I'm glad we're not on YouTube right now because those guys are getting messed with.
So yeah. Hi, Greg. Hi. I love you, and I'm in love with you.
Thanks for the love, Greg. First round's on us at the NBBQA.
And we're going to be hanging out with him and another one of our favorite podcasts, Behind the Smoke, Barbecue War Stories, up there at the barbecue convention.
Shout out.
Yeah, so we love all those guys.
All right, so now that we've shown a fan and a fellow podcaster some love, I think we got a hat to give away.
Yeah, it's a barbecue industry hat. It's black with red lettering on it. It's pretty, a fancy hat.
It's pretty badass.
Yeah. It's made by Lids.
Trucker style.
Yeah, trucker style. So we're going to give this to someone that answers the question correctly.
Yeah, what's the question, Stover?
You got to look at me for that one? The question is, where did Yoni eat his first food at the San Antonio Cook-Off?
Yeah, what was the name of the place?
And bonus question, you have to answer too now this week because everyone's getting them too quick. What did he eat?
There you go. What did I eat? And where did I eat it? At the San Antonio Stock Barbecue Competition.
That's right. Same rules apply this time. You got to listen to the full episode. And trust me, we know if you haven't completed the episode.
We're watching you. 100%
of the episode. And once you do, answer the question and send it to us at Best Barbecue, spelled out on Instagram. Somewhere, anywhere, we'll find
it. DM it, comment.
DM is the easiest.
Yeah, DM will probably get you the win.
And it's going out to the first person to answer after the show airs, meaning you have to listen to it. You can't go right to the end, find the answer, and send it.
And if you're a company or a rub company or anyone who wants some free promotion of your stuff, send us some gear. We'll give it away to our fans. We all love to post free stuff. So until we're sponsored by some big grill, we're just going to keep doing the free gear that all these barbecue places are sending us.
Yeah, we're not greedy. Anything we get, we give out to fans because we think it's fun.
I keep like 1 out of 10 t-shirts that people give us and we give the rest to y'all.
Yeah, I'm wearing a Truth Barbecue shirt right now.
I kept my Truth Barbecue one. But he also gave us one more to give away.
Yeah. So anyway, prizes every week as far as we're concerned. As long as we keep getting them, you'll get prizes.
So if you run a shop, send us prizes. And if you're listening and you're just a regular old meat man, get in. A new person's been winning the contest every week. So far, a bunch of people have tried more than once. Most of them have won now, but the ones that have almost won their second time have not quite made it yet.
No. So get up earlier. That's all I can say.
Yeah, maybe we'll put the episode out at 6 a.m. just to mess with y'all.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah, get up at 3 a.m. to win that prize.
All right. Well, that's it for us this week. And hit us up on Instagram at Best Barbecue. And feel free to email us, Yoni or Stover. At bestbarbecueshow.com, and go get some barbecue.
And next week, you'll see us in Houston.
Yeah. Look forward to Houston, and we out.
We out.
They call me the meat man. Y'all don't see me eat now. Hit on the meat man. Y'all don't see me eat now. I got jaws like a bear trap, a teeth like a razor.
This has been a production of Glencliff Media,
recorded live in Austin, Texas.
Woo!